Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
I tell you, there are some inventions, and you just think, I'm so glad you exist. Chief amongst them, headphones. Such a great invention. Let me break it down for you. It means that when you're listening to something, say, in a public space, you can listen to the thing and no one else can. Has the added advantage, of course, of sounding better. It actually sounds better. Because you're in a crowded space. It drowns out the other noise, doesn't it? Even fairly cheap headphones now, you get a really nice sound. Literally, no downside at all to using headphones. Cheap and brilliant. Which makes it all the more surprising recently, every time I've taken a train. Which I've done more recently, travelling around the country for gigs. Now maybe I've been unlucky, but it's doubtful, after talking to others about my plight. I've noticed there have been a certain uptick in society of pricks. An uptick of pricks, an up-prick, if you will. An up-prick of cunts on trains, listening to their music, watching TV, playing loud computer games, without headphones. What the fuck are you doing? Adults and kids, what the fuck are you doing? Headphones, guys, headphones! Headphones! Remember the advantages, guys? Remember the advantages? It sounds better. But also, no one else on the carriage wants to hear your shitty music or your shitty game. What the fuck are you thinking? Where does this come from in your education, evolution as a human being, that you think it is acceptable to play your shitty device out loud and proud for the carriage to hear? And that's it, much as I love my shitty music, I would be frankly embarrassed to let the whole carriage listen to it. It's the perfect storm, isn't it, of stupidity, arrogance, and a complete lack of shame. And don't think the kids are exempt from being cunts. The kids on their computer games with the volume turned up. What the fuck is going through your heads, kids, you stupid little shit? And no, I don't blame the parents. I mean, they're cunts as well, but you're not blameless, kids. You're like 8, 9, 10. If you're 10, you can be held criminally responsible for murder in this country. You can go to prison. And if I had my way, you'd be going to prison for being a stupid little cunt that thinks the whole carriage wants to hear you playing Minecraft. And this may seem like a small thing, but I truly believe that the upprick of cunts not using their headphones on trains demonstrates the fundamental breakdown of society. Literally, no one gives a fuck anymore. No one gives a fuck. It's all hopeless. The twats have won. And you can see that the twats have won because do I say anything in these situations? Does anyone say anything? No. At most, I'll stand up and tut a little bit, shake my head. And others will just join me in moving as far away as possible from the pricks. Because the pricks have won, and we've given up. And when I see kids without headphones playing their shitty little music, I think the opposite of glad you exist. I think cunts like you and your cunty parents have ruined this planet. And I'm going to put my fingers in my ears to drown out the sea of cunts until this is all over. For me and for everyone. Fingers in my ears. Or maybe, and I know this sounds crazy, I might just wear my fucking headphones. Getting too much for you, is it? Getting too much for you? Hello? Hello to the carriage? Hi, carriage. I'm a cunt. Yes, I'm a cunt listening to my music and my podcast without fucking headphones. Sorry, I'm a cunt. Lots of love.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.